The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Your song of the day, Life in the Fast Lane by the Eagles. 464-5685. 1 is bad, 10 is good. Text your rating on Rick Heyman's Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
Rick Heyman joins us. Rick occasionally will pop up like this, that monster home run. That was a sharp single to left.
Okay.
He got the barrel of the bat on it.
He's on base, though.
Yeah, he got the barrel of the bat on it. Got the barrel out front, whipped it into left. The song is solid. It's a solid song. It's a solid single to left. It is a 7.6467. 7.6467.
I will go below that. I like it. I don't love it. I would say the single to left is probably a good description of that.
Got his bat around.
I'm going to go 6.7. On okay. It, I would switch the station probably on that song. I love the Eagles. That song does not do a lot for me. You can't give an Eagles score a song a bad score though, because it's so well done.
Generally not, you can't. Right?
So for me, an average Eagles song is 6.7, which is still a very good score.
Josh didn't seem overly moved by the song. However, he is like a sycophant to Rick Heyman, so he gave it. Did I pronounce that word right?
I don't know.
I think so.
That's right.
So I think he gave it a 6.8.
I'm going to go a 7.5 for Josh. 5.2, not bad for the Eagles. He does not like the Eagles. Remember that? He said he does not like the Eagles.
It's a strange personality quirk he has.
Josh is out on the Eagles. No. We are now joined by Rick Heyman, Sauter Heyman Jewelers. Rick, good morning. Song of the day, Life in the Fast Lane for the Eagles. We gave some decent scores.
What'd Josh give it?
5.2.
Oh, God, you guys.
I gave you a high score, Rick.
He's not a big Eagles fan, Josh.
I know. Hey, we need to talk really quiet today.
Yes.
Hey, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, we hear you loud and clear, Rick.
We hear you,
Masters.
Let's go over to the 17. hey. No, seriously. Happy Masters. Last year, that was a year ago, we went out to Double Eagle Golf that morning, remember?
Yes, we did.
Yes.
We all met up, and Sip was drinking Bloody Marys or something.
he had a Bloody Mary.
I did.
6 a.m.
100. Yeah, that's the proper time for it, Rick.
Yeah, 100.
There's rules here.
Hey. Yeah, and we missed the third leg of the stool. I love the new T-shirt, the three-legged stool.
Mm-hmm. It is nice.
Saw that on Facebook. A two-legged stool would be considered a bench.
Okay. That works.
I think it would, yeah. Yeah.
But you guys are the solid bench. And, I'll be the pretend third leg today.
Okay, Rick.
It's only been 5 or 6 years I've been doing this. I don't know. I guess I deserve a third leg once in a while.
Yes, you do.
Yes, you do, Rick.
You 100% do.
Okay, so Masters Week, fabulous. It's fun to watch the coverage because they don't know what to do with the Live Tour guys. And
no, they don't.
It's just really interesting. How they're covering this year. I've watched some of it. It's been pretty good. So we're in 70s killer songs. We might have a little bit of 80s slipping in here as well. But Life in the Fast Lane, that guitar riff, which you have want to do cutting off the intro, although they did play.
There's time restraints here, Rick. Come on, man. I can't play it for four minutes. I'll get sued.
You know, what's amazing is most of these songs, the intro is everything. And for whatever reason, Jake cuts them off every time. I don't get it.
Because there's 2 minute intros, Rick, and then I don't get any of the song in.
Yeah,
that's
but
why.
But nobody really cares about the lyrics so much. It's the intro, you know. It's, you know. So anyway, well, listen. This song describes a man and a woman who had everything but lost it because of their lifestyles. Now you got to remember, this is Hotel California album time. The Eagles were a completely different band before this record. They were a little country foursome that had some great pop/country singles. They were had great harmonies, great songwriting, but they were Linda Ronstadt's band. Okay. That's who they were. They were literally Linda Ronstadt's band. That's how they got started. So they were a country band. And at this point, or right before this, they picked up another guitar player. We'll talk about him in a minute. And Joe Walsh. And so this was a three electric guitar lineup in the front. And they went to the hard edge, okay? So Hotel California, the entire record, even though there's beautiful ballads and things like that on the record, it's really a rock and roll record. And this was, and they specifically said that was their goal, was they're going to the harder edge at that point. But basically this song is about a couple who had lost their lifestyles due to the fast lane in California at that time. And this was mid to late 70s. Of course, cocaine was really making its way in, which completely changed Hollywood, and you can see it to this day. It was a stereotype of running around in your Porsche 24 hours a day, partying, having lots of money, lots of drugs, lots of parties. But Joe Walsh, actually, and to me, this is how old I am, Joe Walsh is the new guy in the Eagles, because I knew Joe Walsh long before the Eagles and loved his stuff.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
He wrote that riff, that diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle.
Nice rendition there, Rick.
That was a guitar riff that he used to practice to keep his fingers loose and play most of the notes that he needed to play in the upcoming gig that night. And Don Henley heard him playing it, and he goes, "What is that?" And he goes, "That's my practice riff." And he said, "Don't forget that. We need to record it. That is a song."
Wow.
So then they went on to come up with the lyrics and so forth, and Hotel California actually became a theme-developed album all about California lifestyle, which Joe Walsh and Henley and Fry were no strangers to, I might add. These guys were some of the most hard-partying dudes in the history of Hollywood. And if you've ever seen the documentary about the Eagles, it lays it all out, and boy, is that. If you've even seen it, I'm going to go watch it again this weekend in between golf, because that's how great that documentary is.
Where do you find this documentary? I'm sorry.
it's everywhere. I watched it, I think, on YouTube
okay.
one time.
YouTube.
Go look it up, the Eagles. It's a full documentary.
Okay.
About all their fighting and all their drugs and all the songs. And, I mean, they all hated each other's guts. And
wow.
it was just an incredible, crazy band.
Wow.
And to see them live, have you ever seen them live? They were the boringest band. I mean, boring.
Is that right?
Except for Walsh, who, of course, is a wonderful entertainer. But, yeah, they just stand there. They're super boring, but incredibly talented. So, again, 70s killer songs and 80s. Dave Loggins wrote the theme to the Masters, the Twinkly song.
He did not. What? That's
Dave
awesome.
Dave Loggins, not Kenny Loggins.
Oh.
Dave Loggins wrote the theme song to the Masters when he went to visit there in 1981,
oh.
and it just came to him. He took it to CBS, and he said, I've got a song for the Masters. Would you like a song? And Chikernian, or whatever his name was back then, that was the head of the whole thing, said, you just wrote a winner there. And there are lyrics to that song. That is a full song.
I'll have to find that sometime.
So look it up. Okay, with that in mind, Stump the Sippers.
Here we go.
At this time, there was a three-guitar lineup of the Eagles. Now, this you may probably will never get, but it's interesting. The three-guitar lineup included Joe Walsh, Glenn Frey, R.I.P., who has been gone for 8 years. That doesn't sound right. I think
wow,
he passed.
8 years.
I think it's sooner than that. And who was the third guitarist in the Eagles?
Okay, so you named Joe Walsh.
Glenn Frey.
I think we've done this before. I think the person would be lead vocals every so often. And he might have a ranch in Western Nebraska, actually. And I can't say his name, even though when you say it, I'll be very frustrated. Go ahead. I don't have it.
Well, okay, you get a CZ.
Yes.
No, you're speaking of Randy Meisner.
I am speaking.
The bass player.
Yeah, okay, I'm sorry.
Bass player with a super high voice. You can hear him singing on that song, by the way.
Oh.
The answer is Don Felder.
Oh, know the name.
Don I wouldn't
Felder.
Have that one.
Don Felder was the third wheel, although he was the one that wrote Hotel California.
Hmm.
And then he left. They threw him out of the band because Glenn Frey and him hated each other's guts, and he went on to become one of the largest commercial real estate tycoons in Los Angeles history. He's still playing, though. He's out touring.
Don Felder.
Okay. What's
the
up
Masters
next?
This is for Jake.
Okay.
The Masters theme song, Dave Loggins.
Yeah.
What other famous song, very famous song, hit did Dave Loggins write?
That's a big question.
I have a guess.
I need a lifeline here.
Your mama don't dance.
Take a lifeline.
Your mama don't dance. Your daddy don't rock and roll.
Two CZs. That was Kenny Loggins.
I had the last name right. What was the song, Rick?
Please Come to Boston.
Oh, I know that song.
Yeah.
Number one fan of the man from Tennessee.
Yeah, that's a hushed tone song.
I would not have got that right, but I do know that song.
Okay.
I know that song.
And a bonus question. Did
we'll
he make more
one.
Or less than $10,000 for writing the theme song to the Masters?
Less. Less.
$3,000, you get a diamond.
What a joke.
Brilliant.
Three grand. That's a joke.
That's what they paid him.
Well,
last question. Have the Eagles won more or less than 10 Grammy Awards?
I'll go above that.
Yes. We both go more.
You get CZs, 18 nominees, 6 Grammys.
Oh, six Grammys. Well, but not a great performance today for us, Rick. What's going on right now at Sauter Heyman Jewelers?
Hey, like I said, The outlet, I think I said, is down the street, 12th and O. You're at 11th and O. Get your coffee, get whatever. Go see the boys. Come over to Sartor Hamann. The outlet, 12th and O. We have a brand new Facebook page my daughter Jordan's been developing. Go check it out on Facebook just for the outlet. We bought a haul yesterday of beautiful designer items that are out of an estate. This stuff is going to be, it's going to go quick, and it is top high end. It'll all be highly discounted. Remember, at the outlet, up to 70% off every day, at least 30% off. Breakers, if you come in on any regular merchandise, you mention the show Breakers, immediate 10% off. They'll call me wherever I'm at, and I'll make sure they get it. Check us out at SartorHamann.com. Check us out on Facebook and Instagram. I recorded a new video a couple of days ago, Rick's Picks from the outlet. That'll be on our Facebook. Check out our Heartland Diamonds. They're incredible. The most beautiful diamond in the world. If not, we'll give you a free pair of dollar store readers to make sure you can see. Check us out, Sartor Hamann, Facebook, Instagram. And always, I will post more interesting things about this incredible band. All the intertwinings of this, Dave Loggins, you name it, all of it on my personal Facebook, at Rick Hamann.
Rick, always good stuff. Thanks for the time. We'll chat with you again next week.
Bye-bye.
That's Rick Hamann's song of the day, Life in the Fast Lane by the Eagles today. That's his song. When we come back, top of the hour, Mike Schaefer, for the first time in like 2 months.
Mike Schaefer
from 24/7 Sports. Yes, he's on the phone, though, not in person, on the phone.
He returns.
On Early Break on the Ticket.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.